Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live here at home at TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida, getting set for Game 4 of this final six-game set between the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays dropped their third straight game to start this series last night, now giving the Hammerheads a chance to win the series with just one win over the final 3 days of the season. It was a great pitching matchup to start. Aaron Munson looked great in his first professional start, and despite giving up two runs, Eliander Acalde pitched really well in his four innings. The first run he gave up was an incredibly close play at the plate that easily could have been an out, and the only real mistake he made came in the seventh, hanging a breaking ball that Johnny Olmstead sent out for a solo shot. It was another bad showing by the lineup in total. Just a couple innings where they had runners in scoring position and finally only scoring in the ninth inning. Up until that point, the Blue Jays' offense had been scoreless through the first eight, and at the time, 16 consecutive innings where they were held without a run before finally getting that one run in the ninth inning, but ultimately falling 3-1. Elsewhere around the Florida State League last night, St. Lucie doubled up Daytona, 14-7 win. It was the first night of football, and that's a football score. Clearwater finally got one back against Palm Beach, 11-5 at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Lakeland moved just a game away from clinching a playoff spot with an 8-6 win over Tampa, but Bradenton stayed alive. A grand slam by Rodolfo Nolasco on the top of the seventh in that seven-inning game to beat the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 9-5 and keep their season going for at least one more night. How that all affects the standings, we'll start in the East as always. Jupiter, they've already clinched that top spot in the division, 5.5 games up on the Palm Beach Cardinals. Jupiter at 33-30, and the Palm Beach Cardinals at 26-34. Daytona, they're in third place, 6 games back of Jupiter, 26-35. And St. Lucie, they're in last at 19-42, 13 games back of first. They're going to finish last in that division, both halves this year. And in our West Division, the Lakeland Flying Tigers, 42-21, 2.5 games up on Bradenton with just 3 to go. Their magic number trimmed down to 1. Bradenton's got to be perfect. Lakeland has to be everything but perfect for the Marauders to be able to make that final playoff spot. Bradenton coming in at 39-23, those 2.5 games back. Clearwater, they're in third place. They will very likely finish in third place in this division in the second half, 34-28, 7.5 games back of Lakeland. They can't catch Bradenton, but Fort Myers can't catch them if they can get a couple games off the Bradenton Marauders. Fort Myers sitting at 32-30. Tampa, they're in fifth place now, 29-32, 12 games back of Lakeland, and your Blue Jays are in last, 29-34 in this second half, 13 games back of Tampa. Rather, 13 games back of Lakeland. And now we move on to tonight. Julio Mendez makes his first single-A start for the Jupiter Hammerheads. The 18-year-old out of Valencia, Venezuela, is in his first year stateside and is recently off the 60-day IL. Last year in the DSL, Mendez appeared in 9 games, all starts, posting a 2.13 ERA in 25 1/3 innings of work. Since coming off the IL, Mendez hasn't been the same quite yet, a 7.94 ERA through 5 2/3 across 3 appearances in the Florida Complex League. And for your Blue Jays this evening, Lazaro Estrada makes his 9th and final start of the year, 28th overall appearance of the season for Dunedin. On the year, he's 1-3 with a 2.78 ERA through 71 1/3 innings of work. Since being moved into the rotation, though, Estrada has shined for the Blue Jays, a 2.53 ERA through 32 innings across his first 8 starts of the year. And he's looking to put a bow on his 2023 season here tonight. No roster moves to make note of, so let's take a look at the lineups. First for the Hammerheads, managed by Nelson Parada. Batting first, the shortstop, Johnny Olmstead. Batting second, at second, Ian Lewis. Batting third, the DH, Brett Roberts. Batting fourth, in right field, Kemp Alderman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Brock Vredenburg. Batting sixth, in center field, Mark Coley II. Batting seventh, third baseman, Carlos Santiago. Batting eighth, in left field, Jake DeLeo. And rounding out the order for the Hammerheads, batting ninth, the catcher again, Sam Prater. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The boys look like this tonight. Batting first, the shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting second in left field, making his Dunedin Blue Jays debut, Victor Arias. Batting third, the third baseman, Tucker Tillman. Batting fourth in right field, Brennan Orff. Batting fifth, the catcher, Edouard Duran. Batting sixth, the first baseman, making his return from the IL, Gene Arnaez. Batting seventh in center field, Yoenhel Aponte. Batting eighth, the DH, Jackson Hornung. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth, the second baseman, Luis Garcia. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back right before first pitch, which should be in about 9 or so minutes, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida, getting set for Game 4 of this final six-game set of the year between the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Lazaro Estrada is on the bump for your Blue Jays, making his ninth start and 28th appearance on the year for Dunedin. A 1-3 record, but a 2.78 ERA through 71 and a third. And as a starter this year, he has been outstanding. Eight total starts this season, a 2.53 ERA through 32 innings of work. He's going to look to put a bow on his 2023 season here tonight in his final appearance of the year. He's going to start off against Johnny Olmstead, Ian Lewis, and Brett Roberts, the top three of the Jupiter order. Righty-righty matchup. Two switch hitters and one lefty in this lineup for Jupiter, so a lot of righties that Estrada will be dealing with. The righty himself kicks fires. That one tapped down and back, 0-1 to start off Olmstead. Estrada, fastball slider and a changeup. Starting off with the fastball, coming in at just 92, typically 93, 94 we see from Estrada here in the first innings of ball games. Now out of the windup, the righty. Kick steals the 0-1. That one in there on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. No ABS here tonight, but there is the challenge system in play. Shea Graham behind the dish, and Chad Lagana on the bases. The two swapping sides from last night. That one popped up back over my head and out of play, and the count stays 0-2. Each team will get three challenges. Batter, pitcher, and catcher can all ask for one. If you're correct, you keep it. If you're not, you lose it. You get three of them. Out of the windup now. The 0-2 again. Foul tip stays in the mitt of Duran. One up, one down, 1K for Estrada. Let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays in the outfield left to right. Victor Arias in left. Yoenel Ponte in center. And Brennan Orff in right. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Thoman at third, Manuel Beltre at short, Luis Garcia at second base, and Gene Arnaez mans first with Edward Duran behind the dish, forming the battery with Estrada. One batter, 1K for the righty. Now looking in, out of the windup. First pitch to Ian Lewis. That one just missing. A little below the zone, says Shea Graham, and the count is 1-0. Jupiter's taken all three of the first three games of this series so far. They've already clinched a split. Now have a chance to win their final series of the year in any of the next 3 days. That one, a line shot into right field, a base hit. First base runner of the ballgame belongs to Jupiter. One on, one away now for Brett Roberts.
Designated hitter number one, Brett Roberts.
Brett Roberts, the DH, stepping in for the first time tonight. Went 1-for-4 last night with an infield single and pretty much manufactured a run himself. Stole second, made it to third on a wild pitch, finally coming in to score on a sac fly. That one in there for a called strike. First slider of the day by Estrada. 0-1, the count to Roberts. On the year, batting .275, 5 home runs, 43 RBIs. Former 16th round pick out of Florida State for the Miami Marlins. Move over to first, and back in time is Lewis. First disengagement for Estrada this evening. Lewis is definitely a threat to take off. 32 of 42 on the year. Now Estrada comes set. Pitching out of the stretch. The 0-1. Check swing. Did he go around? No ask for an appeal. And there it is. And he did not, says Chad Lagana. The count, it moves to 1-1. Ball and a strike. Estrada asking for a new baseball after chucking that one towards his dugout. Now the righty comes set again. Kicks, deals the 1-1. That one a ground ball over to short. Could be two. Over to second for one. First is in time, but wide, and he's off the bag. The wide throw by Luis Garcia keeps the inning going. Arnaez was able to snag it but not keep that right foot on the first base bag, and that will keep it going here in this top of the first frame. That's going to bring up Kemp Alderman. Picture-perfect double play ball. The Blue Jays couldn't take advantage. That one upstairs. 1-0 to start off Kemp Alderman, the right fielder. No error given on that play, just a normal fielder's choice. They would have had Roberts out had it been an accurate throw by Garcia. Now the move over, and back in time is Roberts. First disengagement for Estrada, and the count stays 1-0. Alderman on the year batting 200, a home run, 14 RBIs. Roberts is a threat to take off as well. That one, the slider, cut and a miss, evens it up 1-1. On the year for Roberts, 20 stolen bags. He's only been caught twice. The righty comes set. Taking his time, 2 on the clock. Now kicks, fires, there goes the runner. Ground ball over to third, picked up by Toman. Throw across is in time for the out, and that will end the inning. No runs on one hit, one man left the board. We'll head to the bottom half of the first here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him.
We're back here in the bottom half of the first. Manuel Beltre is going to lead things off for Dunedin. Beltre, Arias, and Tome in the top three in your Dunedin order. Starting pitcher for the Jupiter Hammerheads is the left-hander, number 6, Julio Mendez, making his single-A debut. Lefty out of the windup, first pitch, that one misses down low. Fastball at 91 for a ball 1-0 to start off Beltre. On the year for Beltre, a .228 average, 6 home runs, 49 RBIs, cut and a miss at the high fastball, and the count evens up. Mendez, just 18 years old, out of Valencia, Venezuela, making just his 13th professional appearance for the Marlins organization. Last year, spent all of it in the DSL, pitching just 9 games, 25 and a third innings of work. Cutting a miss there on the changeup by Mendez. Now the count 2-2 to Beltre. 25 and a third last year in the DSL. 2-1-3 combined ERA between both of the Marlins affiliated DSL teams. This year in the Complex League, started off the year on the 60-day IL, finally came back in the beginning of August. 1-0 record, but a 7.94 ERA. Hasn't had the same success as he did last year before his injury. Beltre chops that one foul. Count stays 2-2. Despite that, 5 2/3 innings pitched this year, 9 Ks, 2-2. That one, a line shot into left center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Beltre will stop at first with a leadoff single, and that's going to bring up Victor Arias for his first single AAB.
Now batting left fielder, number 8, Victor Arias.
One on and one away for Victor Arias. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Lefty-lefty matchup. Arias, 20 years old, out of Venezuela himself. Move over to first, and Beltre back in easily. Got called up to the team prior to yesterday's game in 41 games in the Complex League this year. 2.22 average, 4 home runs, 19 RBIs. That one way low and outside. 1-1. The count evens back up. Lefty out of the stretch. Mendez dealing with a base runner. And there goes Beltre. Pitches up high. Throw to second is going to get into center field. Now Beltre is going to think about third, but he'll stop there at second base. Either way, in the scoring position with a stolen bag. Beltre with his 12th of the year. Blue Jays have a chance to try and take the game's first lead. Runner in scoring position. Nobody out here for Arias. RBI opportunity in his first single AAB. Now the lefty comes set, taking a peek over towards second base. Turns, kicks, fires. That one way up into the air. Right center field shallow. Out there's the shortstop, Johnny Olmstead. He's going to make the grab. Definitely not who you'd think would be out there to make the play, but Olmstead, covering a lot of ground, makes the play easily out in shallow right center. One on, one away now for Tucker Thoman. Let's meet the defense for the Hammerheads in the outfield. Left to right, Jake DeLeo, Mark Coley, and Kemp Alderman. Along that infield, third to first, Carlos Santiago at third, Johnny Olmstead at short. Ian Lewis at second base, and Brock Vredenburg mans first with Sam Prater behind the dish. Prater went out to go talk with Julio Mendez. They didn't count it as a mound visit. And now they do. Never mind. So one off the board. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch to Thoman, the switch hitting third baseman. Batting from the right side, he takes that one up and out for a ball 1-0. RBI opportunity for Tucker Thoman now, who leads the team. One above, both a tie for second with Manuel Beltre and Roque Salinas, who both have 49. Cuts and misses at the high heater. Now 1-1 the count to Thoman. On the year batting 209, 5 homers. Like I said, those 50 RBIs. Tied for second on the active team lead with those 5 homers. Now the 1-1. That one up in the air. Right side of the infield. Who's going to call for it? It's going to be the first baseman, Vredenburg. It looked like Mendez was waiting for a call. He never heard anything from his first baseman. But Vredenburg was there to make the grab. Now two quick outs after Beltre stealing second base. Blue Jays in danger again of not scoring with Manuel Beltre in scoring position with nobody out in an inning. That's exactly how the game started last night. Now lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch to Brennan Orff. That one off the plate outside for a ball. That's been the Blue Jays' biggest issue over the last few days. Not capitalizing on runners in scoring position. They went 0-9 with runners in scoring position last night. The only run coming in on a bases-loaded fielder's choice. That one popped up left side. Up and out of play. 1-1 now the count. Orff, a 219 average, no home runs, 11 RBIs, 13th round pick by the Blue Jays this year out of Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. Lefty-lefty matchup. Mendez, an out away from getting out of the jam. Checks his swing. That one's in there, says Shea Graham. Count moves to 1-2. Haven't had challenges in so long. Almost forgot how they worked. But Orff didn't go for that one. That one way up into the air left side. That's going to get up and out of play as well. Last week in Daytona, they are not outfitted for ABS at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. So it was all umpire discretion between Isabella Robb and Tyler Green for the entire week. But back into your regularly scheduled programming. The 1-2, caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Orff. 1K in the inning and just the one hit for Dunedin. And for the second game in a row, the Blue Jays leave Manuel Beltre in scoring position after he got there with no outs. We'll head to the top of the second here at TD Ballpark, still scoreless here in Dunedin. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. And give you my whole life. My girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her. Left her baggage for a mover. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. We're back here in the top of the second. Brock Vredenburg is going to lead things off for Jupiter. Lazaro Estrada back out for a second inning worth of work. Gave up a hit to Ian Lewis. Ended up leaving Brett Roberts after he reached on a fielder's choice aboard to end that first inning. First pitch misses up and out for a ball 1-0. Righty-lefty matchup to start it off. Vredenburg, Coley, and Santiago, the 5-6-7 hitters for the Hammerheads, all due up in this half inning. Now the 1-0, that one missed. Maybe just a little bit low, and the count moves to 2-0. Looked like Duran thought about challenging that pitch, but opted not to. Now the righty. Kicks, deals, caught, and a foul tip. 2-1 the count. Vredenburg on the year, 2.12 average, a home run, 10 RBIs. He reached all four times. He went up to the plate last night. Two hits, a walk, and reaching on an error. Now the 2-1, foul tip, stays in the mitt again, 2-2 the count. Vredenburg, 21 years old, third round pick by the Marlins this year out of Michigan State. Playing in his 32nd game of the year. This is his 100th at bat. That one he takes upstairs, and the count moves full, 3-2. Estrada comes set again, 3-2 out of the windup. The pitch in the air left side, that's going to get up and out of play. 2.12 average, but a 3.50 OBP, 20 walks to 33 Ks for the lefty first baseman. Three balls, two strikes. Big, deep breath for Estrada. Now the 3-2 again. That one misses. Duran's going to ask for a challenge, turning around, and that's going to stay a ball. So the first challenge of the day by Dunedin is unsuccessful. Blue Jays have two remaining.
Center fielder, number 19, Mark Coley II.
That brings up Mark Coley II after the leadoff walk to Friedenberg. That one was just below the zone. Coley up for the first time, 256 average, couple home runs, 13 RBIs. First pitch, that one misses off the plate for a ball, 1-0. Friedenberg not really a threat to take off, but he could. 3-4 on the year. Estrada out of the stretch again. The 1-0, that one in there for a strike, now 1-1. Had some rain here in Dunedin a little bit earlier, but it's turned into a pretty nice day. A little bit on the humid side, but only 83 degrees. Now the 1-1. Chopper foul left side, and the count moves to 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Leadoff man aboard, and Friedenberg via the walk. Estrada gets back on the rubber. Slight wind in from right field here tonight. Righty kicks, fires. The 1-2 hit way up into the air towards left. Arias goes back to the wall, to the track. He's going to look up and watch it go. A two-run shot for Mark Coley II, his third homer of the year, driving in RBIs 14 and 15 to give Jupiter an early 2-0 lead. That was hit a mile up into the air. Landed on the very edge of the Orange Trail boardwalk past the Hammerheads bullpen. And now Jupiter with a 2-0 lead. First pitch to Carlos Santiago. Misses with the fastball. 1-0 to start him off. That one misses as well. Estrada not with his normally elite stuff that we've seen from the righty out of Cuba this year. Now the 2-0. That one fouled off in on the hands. Back to the screen, 2-1 the count. Two balls, one strike. Estrada now back out of the windup. Righty kicks, deals. That one fouled back to the screen, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, cut, and a miss. Down swinging on the heater, you blew it by him. That's out number one of the inning, strikeout number two, and that's going to bring up Jake DeLeo.
Left fielder, number 54, Jake DeLeo.
Jake DeLeo stepping in for the first time, batting in the eighth spot. First pitch, that one misses down low. 1-0 to start off DeLeo. On the year, batting 234, four homers, 16 RBIs. Righty kicks, deals, the 1-0. That one misses again. Two balls, no strikes. 30 pitches already for Estrada. 18 have been in the zone, 12 balls. Two balls, no strikes, and out of the windup, the 2-0 pitch. That one a line shot to right, coming in, and Orff able to run it down, reaching out, not having to dive, but extend that glove hand out. He makes the grab for out number two. That's going to bring up Sam Prater, the catcher. 176 average, four home runs himself, and 13 RBIs. Got the start last night, went 0-4, but a fielder's choice RBI. That brought in the Hammerheads' first run. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Prater. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals. That one missing upstairs now. 1-1, the count evens up. Prater, the Marlins' sixth-round pick back in 2021, 24 years old, out of the University of Alabama. Struggled offensively this year after performing pretty well in his first taste of single-A ball last year, but that was only in seven games, a .318 average, all singles through 22 at-bats. 1-2, the count. Out of the windup now, the righty kicks, fires the 1-2 pitch. That one fouled back to the screen. Seems like he's developed his power, but it's come at the expense of his average. His OBP has taken a dive as well. Out of the windup now, the 1-2 pitch. That one fouled back again. Prater fouls off two straight 1-2 pitches by Estrada. Earns the right to see another. Estrada back on the rubber. This will be his 37th pitch of the night. Caught and a miss. Down swinging on the slider. Two Ks in the inning, but Jupiter takes a 2-0 lead. The two-run shot by Mark Coley the second puts Jupiter up ahead early on. We'll head to the bottom half of the second here at TD Ballpark. 2-0, Jupiter leads.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. Told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. Hey. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted here. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Eduard Duran's going to lead things off. 5-6-7 hitters due up for Dunedin. Duran, Arnaez, and Aponte. Mendez back out. First pitch lifted high towards right. That's hooking right side. That's going to get up and out of play. 0-1 to start off Duran. First pitch swinging. .288 average on the year. One home run, 15 RBIs. Duran has split time between here at Single-A Dunedin and in the Complex League, just 19 years old, out of Caracas, Venezuela. Playing in his 41st game of the year, 24th for Dunedin. That one missing, no, caught the bottom part of the zone, and the count's 0-2. Now the lefty kicks, fires. That one popped to the top of the netting and straight back down. 0-2 the count. No balls, two strikes. The pitch again. That one, a line shot towards right center. That's going to fall for a base hit. Another leadoff single for Dunedin. See if we can do something with it here with Gene Arnaez stepping up. Gene Arnaiz, 21 years old, out of Agua Dulce, Panama. Back off the IL. He was activated prior to yesterday's game. Placed on the IL back on July 25th. Spent about a month and a half on there after injuring his hand on a hit-by-pitch. First pitch misses up and out for a ball 1-0. Playing in his 25th game of the year, 271 average. Yet to hit home run, 8 RBIs. That one in there for a strike. Now 1-1 the count. Seemed like he was hitting his groove when he went out, unfortunately. Hoping he can get right back into the swing of things. Now on a ground ball right side. That's off the glove of Vredenburgh. It's going to roll over now. Toss over, and Arnaiz dives forward to beat Mendez to the bag. That's going to be an infield single. A very exciting one at that. Arnaiz, welcome back. Gets aboard for the third Blue Jays hit of the night. That's going to put the first two runners aboard. First and second now for Yoanhel Aponte. Aponte, tonight's center fielder. Another mound visit as San Prater finally returns to the dish. They've now got five left. Aponte, 19 years old, out of Caracas, Venezuela, playing in his fifth game for Dunedin this year. 2 of 13 at the plate so far for a 154 average. Lefty-righty matchup out of the stretch. Mendez kicks, deals. That one almost gets back to the backstop. Lost the grip on the breaking ball, and Prater had to leap up for it. One for four in last night's game. With a walk and three Ks. That one upstairs. Now 1-1 the count. Or rather, 2-0 the count. Runners on first and second. Blue Jays trying to answer back to Jupiter's two on the two-run shot by Mark Coley. Got in the midst of that fastball. 2-1 now the count to Aponte. Quite a few fresh faces on this Dunedin roster. As that one's grounded right side, base hit. Three straight hits for Dunedin. They're waving around Duran. Pick up in right field by Alderman. Now throws to second. And the Blue Jays do answer back. An RBI single for Yoanhel Aponte. His first single A RBI comes here in the second. And that's going to bring up tonight's DH, Jackson Hornung. Still, runners on first and second. Three straight singles for the Blue Jays, make it a 2-1 ball game.
Number 14, Jackson Hornung.
Now a time violation called on the pitcher Julio Mendez. Didn't start that motion in time. So Jackson Hornung's going to start off with a 1-0 count. First pitch, he fouls down off the inside of the leg of Sam Prater, who goes down to a knee. Shea Graham's going to walk that ball up to Julio Mendez. It'll be a 1-1 count. They're going to give Prater all the time he needs. Runners on first and second, still nobody out. The first three Blue Jays all reaching. Jackson Hornung, 22 years old, out of Ashland, Massachusetts. Same hometown as his childhood friend Alex Amalfi, who's on the temporary inactive list and won't play again this season. 16th round pick by the Blue Jays this year out of Skidmore College, a D3 school in Saratoga Springs, New York. Lefty kicks, fires. That one low and outside to make it a 2-1 count. Hornung playing in his 16th game of the year, a home run, 5 RBIs. Mendez comes set. The 2-1. That one, a line shot towards right center. That could drop. That will drop. Another base hit for Dunedin. They're waving around Arnaiz. The throw to the plate is going to be down the first base line. And another run comes in to score. Four straight singles for the Blue Jays have tied up this game. And now another mound visit as Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach for Jupiter, is going to come out and talk to Julio Mendez. They do have a righty warming up in their pen. Gave up the leadoff single in the first inning, but it was able to get three straight outs to keep Manuel Beltre stranded at second. But now, no outs in this first, the first four Blue Jays all reaching base. RBIs by Aponte and Hornung. Hornung, sixth of the year. Jupiter burning through their mound visits here so far. Now Luis Garcia is going to step in.
Second baseman, number one, Luis Garcia.
Another righty-lefty matchup. Every true righty in this lineup for the Blue Jays have recorded a base hit. The only caveat to that was the switch hitter Tucker Thoman, who prefers the left side but batted from the right side against Mendez. He popped out. That's the only right-handed batter who hasn't reached. 1-0 to start off Garcia. Now the pitch, that one inside, and the count's 2-0. Garcia, the 9-hole hitter, top of the order, and Manuel Beltre waiting on deck. That one in the air right side. That's going to get up and out of play. 2-1 now. The count to Garcia. Garcia, 20 years old, also from Valencia, Venezuela. Same hometown as Julio Mendez, the pitcher on the bump for Jupiter. Lefty kicks, fires. The 2-1 misses up and out. And the count moves to 3-1. Garcia looking to make it five straight Blue Jays reaching to start off this inning. Mendez looking towards second now. Turns, kicks, fires. That one low for ball four. Bases will be loaded. Waiting to see if Nelson Prada emerges from that Jupiter dugout. And it looks like not quite yet. Manuel Beltre will take an AP with the bases full of birds and nobody out. Two runs already in for Dunedin. Chance for a massive second inning here. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one up and out for a ball. 1-0 to start it off. Middle infield in double play depth for Jupiter. The corners are playing in. Beltre already 1-for-1 with a stolen bag. Lefty kicks, fires. That one a line shot towards center. That might stay up, and it will. Making the catch is Coley, and nobody's going to move. Coley had a pretty good track to it. No chance, really, for Yoenel Aponte to try and make it to the plate on that potential sack fly. It was too far in. That's out number one, and that'll bring up Victor Arias. Base is still loaded. One out here. Another Blue Jay coming up. Seventh one of the inning. First pitch misses off the plate. 1-0. Arias popped out to short, which was actually shallow right center that Olmstead went all the way out for. Lefty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Fastball a little low and inside. A huge hack of that one by tonight's left fielder. 1-1, the count evens up. One ball, one strike, and the pitch. That one started up near the head of Arias. Luckily, it was the breaking ball. It didn't break enough. 2-1. Two balls, one strike, the pitch. That one misses low and out. 3-1, the count to Arias. Nowhere to put him. Bases are loaded, a 3-1 count. And the pitch. That one off the plate outside for ball four. So now six out of seven Blue Jays have all reached in this half inning. And there is Nelson Prada. That's likely going to be it. That will be it for Julio Mendez. He gives the sign to Chad Lagana. And they're going to pull their starting pitcher. He walks in a run. He's responsible for all three Blue Jays aboard. We'll take a break here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. New pitcher coming in for Jupiter when we return. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network, a 3-2 lead for Dunedin. We're back here in the bottom half of the second, a 3-2 Blue Jays lead. Bases are still loaded, one away. Now the new pitcher for Jupiter is the right-hander number 10, Xavier Meacham. He's on to face Tucker Thoman and try and work Jupiter out of this big jam they're in. Righty-lefty matchup, first pitch, that one off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off the switch hitting Tucker Thoman. 0-for-1 today, batted from the right side against Julio Mendez, popped out to first base. Now batting from his preferred left side of the plate. Righty kicks, fires, checks his swing, and that one way upstairs, and the count moves to 2-0. Just one out here in this inning. Seven Blue Jays have already come up. Six have reached. Now the 2-0. That one in there on the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. Meacham, the Marlins' 10th round pick this year out of North Carolina A&T. He's on for the sixth time for Jupiter this season. 8 1/3 innings of work, yet to allow a run. 5 hits, 5 walks, and 13 Ks, but now 3-1 count to Thoman. Again, nowhere to put him. Arias getting his first single A RBI on a base-loaded walk. Now that one in there at the knees. Count moves full to Thoman. Brandon Orff waiting on deck, the only Blue Jay not to come up to the plate in this half inning. Now Meacham. Kicks, fires, 3-2. That one a chopper right side. That's going to be picked up at second by Lewis. Goes over to second in time for one. That's all they'll get. An RBI fielder's choice for Tucker Thoman makes it a 4-2 game. And now Brandon Orff will step in.
Right fielder number 27, Brandon.
Thoman driving in his 51st RBI this year. Now Brennan Orff with runners on the corners and two down. Righty-lefty matchup again. Meacham kicks, fires, first pitch. That one misses off the plate for a ball 1-0. Now all nine Blue Jays have come up to the plate. Five Foul tip stays in the mitt of Sam Prater. And the count moves to 1-1. Orff struck out swinging to end that first inning against Julio Mendez. 0-1 on the day. The righty comes set. Kicks, deals. Now it's soft chopper right side. It went off the front foot of Brennan Orff. He never left the box. One and two, the count to him. A chance to keep the line moving. Keep extending this now two-run lead. The 1-2. In the air, left side, up and out of play. Tolman was off with that pitch. He'll turn back. One ball, two strikes, two gone. Righty kicks, fires again. That one in the air towards right center. Up in the air, but Coley's going to have time. He'll settle, make the grab, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays bat around. They send all nine to the plate. Four come in to score. Dunedin now leads 4-2. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, top of the third. Johnny Olmstead's going to lead things off. Lazaro Estrada back out for his third inning worth of work. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. First pitch, looking to lay down a bunt. It's right back to the mound. Picked up by Estrada, barehanded, throw to first in time. Scooped by Arnaez. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. Olmstead can't bunt his way on. Second base 1-3 on the putout. That's going to bring up Ian Lewis. Righty-lefty matchup, the switch hitter. And the first hit of the ball game. Single into right, his only time up. Out of the windup, Estrada kicks, fires. First pitch is fouled back to the screen. 0-1 to start it off. Estrada gave up that two-run shot in the second. His offense came out. Said, it's all right, we'll take the lead for you. Provided him with a two-run cushion. Now the 0-1 in the air towards left center, tailing away from the center fielder, Johan Helaponte. Reaches out, makes the grab on the track. What a route by Johan Helaponte. How did he snag that? That ball had some wicked action on it. He was able to hustle all the way into the left center field gap by the wall to make the grab. Really nice play out there in center field by Johan Helaponte. Two up, two gone. Now Brett Roberts stepping up. Out of the windup, Estrada First pitch, that one popped up right side, up and out of play. Took him just three pitches to get the first two outs of the inning. Now Estrada staring in. Righty kicks, deals the 0-1. That one just below the knees. Count evens up 1-1. Estrada definitely thought that was a strike. But no challenge by the Blue Jays. Righty kicks, fires again. That one in the air, right side. That's hooking towards the corner. That's going to be a foul ball. Gets out of play. Now 1-2 count to Roberts. Infield shaded over to the left side against Roberts, the DH. Estrada looking for a 1-2-3 inning for the first time. That one, a ground ball over to short. That could do it. Picked up by Beltre. Throw across is in plenty of time. And that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Hammerheads. We'll head to the bottom half of the third here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up 4-2.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here in the bottom half of the third. Eduard Duran's going to lead things off for the second inning in a row. First pitch up in the air, back up and over my head, 0-1 to start off Duran. Led off the second inning with a single, came around and scored the first run for Dunedin on the RBI by Yoenel Aponte. Now facing Xavier Meacham, we got the final two outs of that inning. That one in there on the outside corner, and the count's 0-2. Duran 1-for-1 so far tonight. The righty out of the stretch. Kicks, fires the 0-2. That one off the plate just a bit. Duran moved the bat but never offered. 1-2 now the count. Big second inning for Dunedin. Down 2-0 heading into it. And now asking for a challenge. Is that one missed up and outside? That one comes back as a strike. First challenge by the Hammerheads is successful.
The result is a strikeout.
And Duran goes down looking. That's going to bring up Gene Arnaez now for the second time.
First baseman.
Reached on an infield single. A hard hit ball that went off of Brock Vredenberg's glove over there at first. Arnaez able to beat it out. First pitch, he takes inside for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. He also came around to score. Part of the first five Blue Jays who all reach, four of them came in. Now the 1-0. Big hack of that one upstairs. 1-1. Righty-righty matchup. Meacham kicks, fires now the 1-1. That one in the dirt. And the count's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one away here. That one fouled back to the screen, and the count evens up. Looking around the league early, Daytona and St. Lucie got canceled, so they are not going to play tonight. So only three other games going on in the Florida State League. The 2-2, cut and a miss. Back-to-back Ks for Xavier Meacham, his first two. Two up, two down here in the inning. That's going to bring up Yoenhel Aponte.
Number 31, Yoenhel Aponte.
Aponte stepping up for the second time. RBI single his last time up, his first single ARBI. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch taken low, bounces behind the plate, and the count's 1-0. Early on in the Clearwater-Palm Beach matchup, Threshers with a 4-0 lead over the Cardinals. Cardinals will square off as that one's lined toward short, and Olmstead lets it bounce in front. Throw across is in time to get Aponte, and that's out number three. Three up, three down, go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top of the fourth. We're a third of the way through this ballgame here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up 4-2. We're back here in the top half of the fourth. Kemp Alderman's going to lead things off. Still waiting for the grounds crew to leave after the mid-inning drag of the infield. And now we're all set and ready to go. Alderman digs in. Estrada's still working on the rubber, but only five on the pitch clock. He's going to have to be quick. Now two, and he starts his windup. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in there for a called strike. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1 to start off Alderman. Middle of the order, 4-5-6 due up for Jupiter in this half inning. Alderman, Vredenberg, and Coley. Now the 0-1, that one bounces right in front of the glove of Duran. Count evens up now 1-1. Blue Jays up 4-2 here, top half of the fourth inning. Out of the windup, Estrada kick steals the 1-1. That one just a touch low. 2-1 the count. Estrada looking for that call, but he hasn't gotten it all night.
The call of ball has been overturned.
And now he does. A challenge that I did not see. Now a 1-2 count. The Blue Jays' first successful challenge. They've still got two remaining. Now out of the windup, the 1-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Blew the fastball right by him, 93 miles an hour. Down swinging goes Alderman. Third strikeout of the night for Estrada. That's out number one of the inning.
First baseman, number 26, Brock Vredenberg.
A Rather, that's the fourth strikeout of the night for Estrada. Never updated my scorecard after end of the second inning with one. Now the righty kicks fires. First pitch is off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Radenberg. Reached on a walk to start off the second inning. Came in to score with the very next batter. Mark Coley hitting that two-run shot. Now one off the plate outside. The count's 2-0. Now the righty kicks deals. The 2-0 fouled back to the screen. Two balls and a strike. Estrada staring in. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. Fouled back to the screen. And now it's 2-2. In the two games that will affect playoffs, Tampa currently helping out Bradenton, a 1-0 lead over the Lakeland Flying Tigers at Joker Marchant Stadium. Lakeland's magic number is 1. That means 1 win or 1 Bradenton loss. We'll see. The Flying Tigers take on the Clearwater Threshers in the West Division Series. Cut and a miss out in front of that slider. Down swinging goes Radenberg. Back-to-back K's, now 5 on the night for Estrada. Currently scoreless in Fort Myers at Hammond Stadium. They didn't start last night's game till 9:05. They were done right after midnight. It was only a 7-inning game by rule. Games that start after 9 p.m. in the Florida State League, 7 innings, and that game still went 3 hours. Bradenton, with a touch of the dramatics, a grand slam in the top of the 7th inning to take a 9-5 lead, and that's what it ended at. That one lifted high towards right center, going over towards the wall as Aponte now settling at the track. He's got room. He makes the grab, and that will end the inning. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Lazaro Estrada. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up 4-2.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real fun until we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up the fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people. This is where I come from. We're giving this.
We're back here in the bottom half of the fourth. Jackson Hornung's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Xavier Meacham back out again. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Hornung. RBI single his last time up. Ended up scoring a run as well. The last run the Blue Jays scored in that second inning. Checks his swing of that one low and outside. Evens up the count 1-1. Meacham already an inning and 2/3. 5-up, 5-down for him. That one in there for a called strike. Now 1-2 the count. Lakeland has tied it up in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Now 1-1 there in Lakeland against the Tampa Tarpons. Christian Santana with his 12th homer of the year to tie things up about halfway through. Now the righty kicks, fires the 2-2 inside, and the count runs full to the first batter of the inning. 8-9-1 hitters due up, Hornung, Garcia, and Beltre, all three righties. Now the 2-2, cut and a miss, rather 3-2, cut and a miss. And down on strikes goes Jackson Hornung. That's going to bring up Luis Garcia, who also reached on a walk. 0-0 on the day. Made it all the way to third before the inning ended. Meacham kicks, fires, first pitch, upstairs for a ball. Now the 1-0. That one popped up, back and out of play, and the count moves to 1-1. Blue Jays trying to finish off this 2023 season in a more positive note. Losing the first three of this series, that one upstairs, now 2-1. And here on Fan Appreciation Night, trying to give the TD crowd something to cheer for. Currently up 4-2. They've done that so far tonight. Now the 2-1. That one just below the knees. 3-1 the count. Three balls and a strike. The pitch. That one upstairs. Another walk drawn by Luis Garcia. First base runner that Xavier Meacham has allowed, and that's going to bring up Manuel Beltre.
Shortstop, number 7, Manuel Beltre.
1-for-2 on the day, single in the first, and he flew out to center in that second inning. One on and one away. Meacham kicks, fires, first pitch. That one low. 1-0 to start off Beltre. Beltre playing in his 96th game of the year. He won't hit the century mark. With only two games after today to play. There goes the runner, popped up back and out of play. One ball, one strike. Beltre in his first full year here with Single A Dunedin. Played 5 games in the regular season at the end of last year as that one misses up and out. Also was on the roster during the playoffs. First year in a full season affiliate. Just 19 years of age out of the DR. The 2-1, there goes the runner again. Low and outside, throw is going to get way into center field. Airmailed that one, Prater did. Well backed up by Mark Coley. That was a wild throw by the catcher. And now into second, into scoring position goes Garcia. 3-1 the count to Beltre. Righty kicks, deals. That one a line shot to right center. That's going to fall for a base hit. They're going to wave Garcia around. The throw from Coley is a good one on the plate and in plenty of time. Beltre moves up to second on the throw home. Coley fired a rocket. He also got to it quick. But Garcia got the wave by third base coach George Carroll. And that was a beautiful throw by Coley. He made it to the plate before Garcia was 2/3 away to the plate. Goes 8-2 on the putout now. First pitch fouled back to the screen. 0-1 to start off Victor Arias. Righty kicks fires. That one called a strike. At the knees, now 0-2 the count. Arias 0-1 on the day. Walked his last time up with the bases loaded. Good enough for his first single A RBI. Righty-lefty matchup. Meacham kicks, deals. That one hammered towards right. Going back is Alderman to the track, to the wall. He turns. It's gone! The first hit of Victor Arias' single-A career is a bomb here at TD Ballpark. That doubles Dunedin's lead. It's 6-2 here in the fourth. Victor Arias, welcome to Dunedin. That's going to bring up Tucker Toman. Came off the bat at 105.4 with a 32-degree launch angle. Not a lot of times that's going to stay in the park. 0-1. That one catches the outside corner. Toman down early. Now the righty kicks, deals. That one skips. 1-1. The count evens up. Meacham kicks, fires, now the 1-1. That one off the plate. 2-1, the count to Toman. 0-2 on the day, but with an RBI. Reaching on a fielder's choice his last time up. Now the 2-1. Now on a hard hit ball, right side, base hit for Tucker. Follows up the bomb by Arias with a single of his own. Keeps the inning going now for Brennan Orff. That's going to get Glenn Dishman out of the dugout again. This is going to be the fourth mound visit of the night already. One per inning so far for Jupiter. They're only going to have three remaining, and by that rule, you're allowed seven. Once you've hit seven, you can't come out to talk to your pitcher unless you're going to take him out of the ballgame. So any mound visit after seven requires a pitching change. So Jupiter with just three remaining now, and Brennan Orff stepping up.
Right fielder, number 27, Brennan Orff.
Now righty-lefty matchup. First pitch, that one low, bounces behind the plate, 1-0 to start off Brennan. 0-2 on the day, a strikeout and a fly out to center field. Both of those outs ended the respective innings, 1-2. Now the 1-0. There goes the runner. Throw down to second is in time. They got Tucker. That'll end the inning, but the Blue Jays tack another two on. The two-run shot by Victor Arias makes it 6-2. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Top five coming up when we get back.
Lay back and living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while if you don't believe me. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street.
We're back here in the top half of the fifth. Lazaro Estrada out for his fifth inning worth of work. 55 pitches through four so far, just the two runs given up on the two-run shot back in the second inning. But the Blue Jays extending their lead now 6-2 thanks to the two-run shot by Victor Arias. That one, a bunt attempt left side. It's going to be picked up in foul territory by Eduard Duran. Carlos Santiago leading things off for the Hammerheads here in this top of the fifth, trying to bunt his way aboard with a shift on as far as it can be with that pie slice behind second base. Couldn't keep it fair, and the count will be 0-1 when he gets back to the plate. Santiago, DeLeo, and Prater, bottom third of the order, due up for Jupiter here in this half inning. 0-1 the count. Estrada looking in, out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires the 0-1. Caught and a miss on the slider, and the count's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And the 0-2. That one in the air, left side, up and out of play. Santiago fouls off the high heater, stays alive. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals. That one upstairs. 1-2 now the count. Tampa has retaken their lead against the Flying Tigers. 2-1 now in the top half of the sixth. It's still scoreless in Fort Myers between the Marauders and the Mighty Muscles. That one upstairs as well to even up the count. Two balls, two strikes. And a time violation is called on Carlos Santiago. He wasn't ready to go in the box with 8 seconds left. Estrada wasn't on the rubber, but that's not the rule. You got to be ready to go. That's good enough for Estrada's sixth strikeout of the night, and that's going to bring up Jake DeLeo.
Left fielder, number 54, Jake DeLeo.
One up, one down in the inning. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. That one upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start off DeLeo. Lined out to right field. A nice play by Brennan Orff. And DeLeo's last time up. 0-1 on the day. Now the 1-0. That one just above the zone. 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch, that one in there. Fires home a fastball, 2-1. Estrada seems to have put that second inning behind him. Now the 2-1 pitch, fouled back to the screen. The count evens up 2-2. Since that two-run shot by Mark Coley in that second inning, 10 up, 10 down for Lazaro Estrada. Now a 2-2 count to DeLeo. Time, call it to the plate. Estrada has really come into his own here in the rotation as he misses with that slider. Low and outside, 3-2 the count. His worst start of the year was this past week in Daytona. 4 1/3, 2 runs given up. He got the loss. But even then, he had 9 Ks. And if you're giving up 2 runs as your worst start, as there's a chopper left side. Diving pickup by Tolman. Up quick, throw to first is in time. What a play by Tucker Tolman again. Tucker has been playing out of his mind in the hot corner. Another diving put out.
Now batting,
and that's two gone in the inning. Remember earlier in the year, Tucker, it seemed like the hot corner was getting to him a little bit quick. Some errors that he would definitely want back, but as of late, over the last probably month or so, he's looked outstanding over there at third. First pitch misses down low for a ball, 1-0 to start off Prater. Righty out of the windup, now the 1-0. That one fouled back to the screen. The count evens up 1-1. It's to be said about Tucker Toleman. Started off the year as the Blue Jays' fifth-ranked prospect in the org. 77th overall pick back in 2022 in his first full professional season, as that one misses just below. 2-1 now the count. Started off the year hot at the plate, and it's dwindled as the season's gone on. Definitely the workload, something he's going to have to get used to going forward in his pro career, but something that I've noticed with Tucker, seeing him pretty much every day of this 2023 season, never comes in with a bad attitude, always happy to be around and happy to be playing ball, and always putting in the work. So despite not getting the results he's really wanted to this year at the plate, with that average hovering a little bit over 200, it's been really cool to see him just develop in other facets of the game, especially defensively this year. Now, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Out of the windup, Estrada kicks, fires. That one missed. And asking for a challenge, that is going to stay a ball. Estrada was convinced that caught the lower outside corner.
The call of ball has been
was about halfway to the dugout.
The result is a 3-2.
And has to turn back, and now it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Chopper foul left side, just to the left of that third base bag. So full count, 2 down, nobody aboard. We'll try it again. New baseball for Lazaro. Estrada didn't like the one he got from Shea Grant. Now he inspects the second one. On the rubber, looking into his catcher, Duran. Out of the windup now, the payoff pitch. That one up and in for ball four. A two-out walk sees the inning continue. First base runner since the second inning that Estrada's allowed. Now Johnny Olmstead, the shortstop, stepping in. Runner on first and 2 down. Olmstead stepping up for the third time. 0-2, a K and a 1-3 put out on a bunt attempt. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. That was Lazaro's 75th pitch of the night. 49 strikes to 26 balls. Now the 0-1. Ground ball, left side. That'll be picked up by Beltre. Flips it over to second to Garcia for the force, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, one man left aboard. We're halfway through this ball game here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays holding a 6-2 lead. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Put your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm hard and fast, like everything. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go.
go. Yeah, anytime I feel you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah, ra-da-da-da, cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, baby. I'm begging. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was dragging over me. A broken man that I don't know won't even stand, I never stand to be my soul. Why we're chilling? Why we're chasing? Why the bottom? Why the basement? Why we got good shit? Don't embrace it. Why the feel for the...
We're back here in the bottom half of the fifth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. New pitcher for the Hammerheads is the righty number 29, Raskale Tenio. First pitch to Brennan Orff. Misses off the plate outside. 1-0 to start him off. Actually 2-0. There's a time violation called on the Hammerheads. So 2-0 count. That one fouled back to the screen. 2-1. Orff was at the plate when Tucker Thoman was caught stealing to end that fourth inning. Two balls and a strike. Tenio on for the 19th time this year for the Hammerheads. Caught in a miss there. Now 2-2. 5-1 record, a 3.34 ERA. He got the save here, his first of the year in game one, going three shutout innings. Now the 2-2, checks the swing of that one low and inside, and the count runs full. Wouldn't you know it, a 3-2 count to Brennan Orff. Seems like half the counts he sees are 3-2. Righty kicks deals. Out a ground ball at the end of the bat. Picked up at third by Santiago. Throw across is just in time. Orff was hustling, and Santiago started to take his time, but gets it there in time for out number one. One up, one down. That's going to bring up Edouard Duran. 1-for-2 on the day. He struck out looking after a challenge by the Jupiter Hammerheads for strike number three. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Duran. The first time he's coming up to not lead off an inning. The 1-0. Now in a line shot. Up and over the second baseman, Ian Lewis's head into right center field. Second hit of the night for Duran. It'll be one on, one away now for Dunedin. With Gene Arnaez coming up. Gene Arnaez stepping up for the third time. Also 1-for-2. He struck out swinging his last time up.
First baseman, number four.
Infield single and a run scored on the evening. Righty-righty matchup. Tenio comes set. Out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one upstairs for a ball. Jupiter still with all three of their challenges remaining. Blue Jays have just one. That one in off the hands. Ground ball over to second. Picked up by Lewis. Over to second for one. First in time. A 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. And we'll head to the sixth. Blue Jays lead 6-2 here at TD Ballpark through five. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. The heroes down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me, but even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. Show, run it back and let's reload.
I'm sliding. My loose could kill they violent. Look at me, look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it. Can't even put that stuff down and write it. Sunshine 24/7 clouds rolling. Wait, is this heaven? Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah. Everything I need, don't need diamonds, yeah. To be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Running back and let's reload.
Yeah, let's reload.
I be like, sheesh. Sunset on the beach. If me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat.
We're back here at the top of the sixth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander number 22, Carson Pierce. First pitch misses low and inside to Ian Lewis. 1-0 to start off the switch-hitting second baseman. 2-3-4 hitters due up. Pierce on now for the third time for Dunedin. Second in relief as that one's foul tipped and off of Edouard Duran. 1-1 the count. 5 1/3 innings of work, 3 runs given up. Got the start in the game 2 of the doubleheader Saturday night in Daytona. Went 3 innings pitch, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits and 4 Ks. That one was a challenge by Ian Lewis after it was called a strike. Ends up being a ball. 2-1 now the count. Another successful challenge for Jupiter. They still have all 3 as that one's cut out and missed at. Now 2-2. Lewis calls time. Final line for Lazaro Estrada. 5 innings of work, 2 hits, 2 runs. They were both earned, 2 walks and 6 Ks. His only real mistake of the night was that 2-run shot by Mark Coley in the second inning. Apart from that, Estrada was fantastic. Currently in line for his second win of the year and first since moving into the starting rotation. The only win he got was back on June 25th against Clearwater. That one's chopped towards second, picked up by Garcia. Throw to first is in time for the 4-3. Put out, one up, one down. And that amazes me for Estrada with how amazing he's been in the starting rotation for the Blue Jays this year. He's got an 0-2 record. And the most runs he's given up in any outing has been 2. This time around, he's got some support from his offense. 6 runs, a 6-2 lead upon his exit. First pitch, that one bounces on the bottom of the plate, on the back of the plate, and the count's 1-0 to start off Brett Roberts. Now the righty kicks deals, that one inside. 2-0 the count. Just been one of those things for Estrada. This being his 9th start of the year, the team, not including tonight, 3-5 when he starts a ball game, despite him not allowing more than 2 runs at any point. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires 2-1, cut and a miss. 2-2 now the count to Roberts. Count evens right back up. Pierce, 21 years old, out of Edmond, Oklahoma. Non-drafted free agent, signed with a team after the draft this year out of the University of Oklahoma. Now on a foul tip, and that hit Edouard Duran, and he's in a bit of pain. He's walking around. I think he'll be okay. Not exactly sure where that got him. Moving that left arm, so I think maybe right near the elbow. 2-2 the count as we take a brief pause. Blue Jays up by 4 runs. Fort Myers has taken a 4-0 lead against Bradenton. That puts Bradenton on the brink of elimination. The 2-2 checks his swing. He went around, says Shea Graham. down swinging. Couldn't hold up the swing. Brett Roberts out number two of the inning. First strikeout for Carson Pierce, and that's two up, two down here in this sixth inning.
Right fielder, number 34, Kemp Alderman.
A big four-run inning in that ballgame for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Check swing at that one by Alderman. Misses inside, 1-0. Alderman 0 for 2 on the day, a ground out and a strikeout. That one tapped foul. Counts 1-1. Out of the windup now, Pierce kicks, fires the 1-1 pitch. That one a ground ball right side. It's going to be picked up by Arnaez. He'll take it to the bag himself, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Hammerheads here in this sixth inning. We'll head to the bottom half. Blue Jays up by 4, 6-2. We're back here in the bottom half of the sixth. Tenillo back out for a second inning worth of work. Yoangel Aponte going to lead things off for Dunedin. Takes that first pitch upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. RBI single and a run scored back in the second inning. Now on a soft chopper charging into Santiago after his first step was back. Bare hands it, throw to first. Not in time. And that gets away into foul territory. Aponte is going to have second. He'll stop there. An infield single and an error puts the first batter of the inning in scoring position, and that's going to bring up Jackson Hornung. Aponte, that one, a soft chopper. Santiago's first step was backwards, couldn't make up his time, ended up throwing it away. Now, runner in scoring position, nobody out to start off this sixth inning. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Hornung. So officially ruled an infield single and an E5. That one a soft grounder. And on the hands over to second, picked up by Lewis. Throw to first in time, but Aponte moves 90 feet closer, now 90 feet away. A productive out for Hornung. That's going to give Luis Garcia a pretty good opportunity for an RBI. Runner 90 feet away and only one away. First pitch, that one off the plate outside. 1-0. The infield comes in here for Jupiter. Looking for a potential play at the plate. Garcia has reached twice on walks, caught and a miss at that one. Now 1-1. 1-1 by Tenio. That one misses. Maybe a touch high. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. Tenio kicks, deals. Caught and a miss on the breaking ball. Now 2-2. Garcia's got two RBIs so far as a Dunedin Blue Jay playing in his eighth game. Righty kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. Now a full count. Garcia seeing a three-ball count now for the third straight time. Garcia went 0-3 last night with a walk in his return to Dunedin. Chance to tack on another one. That one lifted high towards left center. That could be deep enough. Aponte over the third base bag. Catch is made by DeLeo. Throw to the plate is not going to be in time. Sacrifice fly RBI for Luis Garcia to score Yoenhel Aponte, and the Blue Jays extend their lead out to 5. Exactly what Garcia needed to do. Brings in some added insurance. Now 7-2 the ball game. Now Manuel Beltre with the bases empty and two down. First pitch, that one hammered to left. That's going to fall down for a base hit. Third hit of the night for Manuel Beltre. That one gets away. Now Beltre's heading to second. Picked up by Vredenburg. Throw is going to be in time. Beltre being a bit too aggressive. That's the second time one has gotten away from the Jupiter middle infield on the throw from the outfield. Beltre was keen to it, recognized it, took off, and it didn't work out, so that'll end the inning. The Blue Jays tack another run on. The sac fly RBI by Luis Garcia. We'll head to the top of the seventh, two-thirds of the way through this ballgame here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays lead by 5.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but will also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17.
We're back here in the top half of the seventh. Brock Vredenburg's going to lead things off for Jupiter. 7-2 Blue Jays lead out of the windup. Pierce kicks, fires, first pitch. That one inside. 1-0 to start off the Hammerheads first baseman. 0-1 on the day with a walk and a run scored. Pierce the righty out for a second inning. That one lifted towards left center. Could be trouble. Aponte on his horse is going to turn. That's going to one-hop off the top of the wall. Extra bases for Vredenburg. Throw in is towards left field. Cut off, rather, third base. And it's cut off by Beltre and shallow left field. A leadoff double for Vredenburg. His first hit and the first hit allowed by Carson Pierce. Well, Aponte couldn't get to that one. Had a really nice play back in the third to rob Ian Lewis of extra bases. Now Mark Coley, center fielder with an RBI opportunity to try and start a comeback for Jupiter. First pitch, that one popped up left side. That's going to come back and out of play. 0-1 to start off Mark Coley. Had that two-run shot back in the second inning against Lazaro Estrada. One of just two total hits he allowed. And that was actually the final hit he allowed. Was able to retire the next 11 batters before issuing a walk and getting out of the inning to complete the fifth. That one misses. A little off the plate, and the count moves to 1-1. Jupiter is going to have very likely potentially three chances in this half inning. Score that runner from second base. Pierce kicks, deals. Ground ball left side. Backing up is Toman. Throw across is going to be in time to get Coley by less than a half step. Again, Toman with a rocket across the infield. That keeps the runner at second base. And will lead the Blue Jays in their normal infield alignment. Now Carlos Santiago, the switch hitting third baseman, stepping in. 0-2 on the day, 2 Ks. The last one was an automatic strikeout. He wasn't in the box ready to go with 8 seconds left. Now Pierce out of the stretch comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in there for a called strike. The changeup, 0-1. Pierce comes set again, kicks, deals. That one low and inside, gets back to the backstop. And that's going to move the runner 90 feet closer. Yank the fastball, 1-1 the count to Santiago. One ball, one strike. The infield stays in their normal depth, actually. One and one. Righty comes set again. Kicks, fires, caught and a miss. Now 1-2. Strikeout would be a massive result here for Carson Pierce. The 1-2, caught and a miss. He got it. Changeup got him out in front. Down swinging goes Santiago. Now 3 Ks on the night for him. That's going to bring up Jake DeLeo as Jupiter's last chance here in this inning.
Left fielder, number 54, Jake DeLeo.
Jake DeLeo stepping in for the third time, 0-2. Fly out to right and a ground out to third on a beautiful play by Toman. First pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 to start off the left fielder. Was absolutely robbed of a base hit by Tucker Toman on that diving play at third. That one fouled off the end of the bat, and the count's 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Runner at third. Out of the windup. The righty kicks, deals. That one inside. That one a line shot past the diving glove of Toman that time. That's going to score a run, potentially extra bases, and it will be extra bases. An RBI double for Jake DeLeo finally gets his hit after a really nice play by Brennan Orff kept one from him, and then the diving play by Toman, but he couldn't do it again. That'll make it a 7-3 ball game and bring up the catcher Sam Prater. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch, fastball cut and a miss. 0-1 to start off Sam Prater. Now the 0-1, that one in there. No balls, 2 strikes. Pierce trying to get it out of this inning with just minimum damage. Now the 0-2, there goes the runner. Cut and a miss. It won't matter. Down swinging goes Prater. Third strikeout for Carson Pierce, and we'll head to the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up by four.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized. Oh, find the corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night. No, don't go yet.
We're back here in the bottom half of the seventh. Rescale Tenio back out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch to Victor Arias. That one in there for a called strike, 0-1. Jupiter got one back in the top half of this frame. Now a 7-3 ball game. That one a ground ball right side. Backhand pickup by Vredenburg. He'll take it to the bag himself, and that's out number one. Arias now 1-for-3 on the night with that two-run shot. Three RBIs for him. That's going to bring up Tucker Thoman. Batting from the left side here against the righty, Tenio. First pitch. That one lifted towards left, but right there, Jake DeLeo had to take about two steps back before he settled, and that's out number two. Two outs on just three pitches. That's going to bring up Brennan Orff. Righty-lefty matchup again. First pitch, that one up and out for a ball. That one in there to even up the count. One in, one the count to Orff. 0-for-3 on the night. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there as well. Now one and two. Orff, one of just two Blue Jays without a hit. The only one to not reach base. Now the righty kicks, fires. That one, line shot left side, and that's a fair ball right on the line. Potentially extra bases. Picked up by DeLeo. Throw to second is not in time. Brandon Orff dives in head first just in front of the play. A two-out double, and now everybody's got a hit. Well, everybody's been aboard. Still waiting on Luis Garcia, but he's reached twice on walks. That's going to keep the inning going now for Edouard Duran.
Catcher number 12, Edouard Duran.
Righty-righty matchup, Duran. Orff with his sixth double of the year. Time called at the plate. That'll be a disengagement. That one lifted towards right center, but coming in is Alderman. He'll settle, make the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs a hit, one man left the board. We'll head to the top of the eighth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays still up by four. And Blue Jays fans, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Prostate cancer is a disease that affects one in every eight men, but most cases can be treated, especially when they're caught early. If you're 40 or older, ask your doctor about checking your PSA score. It's a simple blood test. Men, stay alive and stay in the game. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org. Eighth inning coming up when we get back.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. It's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby.
We're back here in the top of the eighth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander number 44, Josh Malares. Taking things over from Carson Pierce. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch, misses off the plate. 1-0 to start off Johnny Olmstead, the top of the order. Righty out of the stretch, kicks, fires, the 1-0. That one misses a little bit low. Now 2-0, the count to start off Olmstead. Malares, 23 years old, the Blue Jays' 10th round pick out of the University of Oregon. On for the 11th time this year, 1-0 record, a 3.97 ERA through 11 and a third. Cut and a miss, now 2-1. Olmstead 0-3 so far tonight. One strikeout and a couple groundouts. Righty kicks, deals, that one in the air right side, up and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Final line for Carson Pierce. Two innings of work, two hits, one run. It was earned. No walks and three Ks. Now Malares kicks, fires, cut, and a miss. One batter, one K for the righty. Down swing and goes Olmstead for the second time tonight. That's going to bring up Ian Lewis. That's the 10th strikeout for Blue Jays pitching here tonight.
Ian Lewis.
Righty-lefty matchup with a switch hitter coming up. First pitch bounces right behind the plate. 1-0 to start off Lewis. 1-3 on the day. Single back in the first inning. Since then, a fly out and a ground out. Righty kicks, fires. That one, a line shot to right center. That's going to fall for a base hit. It'll be picked up by Aponte. Lewis will have to settle with a single. And that'll bring up Brett Roberts with a runner on and one away.
Designated hitter number one, Brett Roberts.
Brett Roberts stepping in for the fourth time. He's 0-3. Reached back in the first on a fielder's choice. Apart from that, a ground out and a strikeout. Lewis again is a threat to take off. First pitch, check swing, but that one's in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Roberts. Righty-righty matchup, the 0-1. Now in a line shot into left, softly hit over the head of Manuel Beltre. Back-to-back base hits for Jupiter. That's going to bring up Kemp Alderman now with runners on first and second, only one away.
Right fielder, number 34, Kemp Alderman.
Kemp Alderman stepping in for the fourth time. He's 0 for 3. Ground out. Back in the first, a strikeout in the fourth, and a ground out in the sixth. Valeris kicks, deals, first pitch, cut and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1 to start off the right fielder. Blue Jays up by 4, 7-3 here in the eighth inning. Looking for their first win of the series. Now the 0-1, cut and miss, and it's 0-2. Taking a look around the league again. Still a 2-1 ball game in Lakeland. Top of the ninth there. Tampa leading. But in Fort Myers, it's now through five, and the Mighty Muscles have tacked on another three. It's a 7-0 game. Cut and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Alderman. Second strikeout for Malares. Two down. That's going to bring up Brock Vredenburg. Vredenburg led off the last inning with a double, came around and scored.
First baseman, number 26, Brock Vredenburg.
He scored two out of the three runs so far tonight for Jupiter. Righty-lefty matchup for the second time. First pitch, that one a ground ball right side. That'll be picked up by Gene Arnaez. Flips it over to Malares, covering the first base bag, and that will end the inning. No runs on two hits, two men left aboard. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. The Blue Jays looking for some insurance. When we return, you're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
We're back here in the top bottom half of the eighth, and Blue Jays fans, check out the new Netflix documentary, The Saint of Second Chances. The documentary is a tale of baseball, family, and redemption, covering the unique journey of Mike Veek, from his relationship with his legendary father, Bill, to his time out of baseball after organizing the ill-fated disco demolition night, and to his unlikely return to the game running the St. Paul Saints. The Saint of Second Chances premieres exclusively to Netflix on September 19th. New pitcher on for the Jupiter Hammerheads, the lefty, number 19, Dale Stanovich. First time we're seeing him this week, 24 years old. Former eighth-round pick out of Rutgers back last year by the Marlins. On for the 24th time this year, 3.68 ERA with a 2-5 record through 29 and a third. That one in there for a called strike. Now 1-1 the count to Gene Arnaez. Lefty-righty to start it off. It'll be all righties for Stanovich to face. That one fouled off right side, and the count's 1-2. Arnaiz is 1-for-3 on the night, an infield single back in the first with a run scored. Strikeout and a ground into a double play his last two times up. 1-2 the count. Lefty kicks, deals. Foul tip. That one stayed in the mitt. Down swinging goes Arnaiz. One batter, 1K for Stanovich.
Center fielder, number 31, Yoan.
That's going to bring up Yoan Aponte. Bases empty, one away. Final line for Rizquel Tenillo. 3 innings of work, 4 hits, 1 run. It was unearned. No walks and no Ks. Lefty kicks, fires. First pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Blue Jays trying to see out this game 4 victory. Jupiter taking the first 3. Blue Jays trying to end their season on a high note. Final 3 games of the year here in this 2023 season. Lefty kicks, fires, now the 2-0. Cut and a miss, and it's 2-1 to Aponte. Aponte 2-for-3 on the day. Drove in his first single-A RBI back in the second inning. He scored 2 runs tonight. That one missing. Now 3-1 the count. Three balls, 1 strike. Lefty out of the stretch. Kicks, deals. Cut and a miss. Big hack of that fastball. Now 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Fouled off, back into the right, top of the screen, and Aponte stays alive. Jackson Hornung, the DH, waiting on deck. He'll come up for the 4th time. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. 95, Stanovich really brought it that time. Fastest pitch of the night by him, and he gets his 2nd strikeout.
Designated hitter, number 14, Jackson.
2 down here in the 8th. Blue Jays. 1 out away from the 9th. Nobody warming up in the pen, so it should still be Molaris coming back out. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start it off. The 0-1, caught and a miss. Now 0-2. Stanovich. Kicks, deals. That one fouled back into the right. Hornung stays alive and earns the right to see another. It'll be Stanovich's 15th of the inning. Luis Garcia waiting on deck. The only Blue Jay without a hit. He definitely wants one more opportunity. In the 0-2. Chopper right side. Charging in as Vredenburg picks it up. He'll get to the bag in time. And that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We're on to the 9th here at TD Ballpark. Just 3 outs away from the first win of the series. And again, Blue Jays fans, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Men, if you're over 40, it's time to have a discussion with your doctor about having a PSA test for prostate cancer. It's a simple blood test, and it can save your life. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org. It is Molaris coming back out for the 9th inning. When we get back, the Blue Jays 3 outs away from a fan appreciation night victory.
Thank you. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Usually I put something on TV so we never think. Clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen. You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give.
We're back here in the top of the ninth. Molaris back out for his second inning, trying to get the final three outs of this ball game. The righty kicks, fires first pitch, fouled back and out of play. 0-1 to start off Mark Coley. Coley 1-for-3 with that two-run shot, responsible for two out of the three runs on the night for Jupiter. Now on a chopper foul left side, and the count's 0-2. Molaris gave up a couple hits in his first inning of work, the eighth inning, but left them both aboard, striking out Alderman and forcing a ground out by Brock Vredenburg to end the inning. 0-2 the count. Righty-righty matchup. Coley, Santiago, and DeLeo all due up in this half inning. Cut and a miss. Down, swinging goes Coley. Third strikeout for Molaris. First strikeout of the night for Coley, and that's one up, one down. That's going to bring up Carlos Santiago, who's 0-for-3, 3 Ks. Trying not to wear the golden sombrero here tonight. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Batting from the left side against the righty again. That one, a ground ball right side. That's picked up on the backhand by Arnaez. Toss over to first, and Molaris covering the bag. What a play by Gene Arnaez. Some really nice defense tonight by Dunedin. Diving play by Tucker Toman earlier. Really nice catch made out in deep left center by Aponte. A nice catch by Brennan Orff earlier in the ballgame, and now a nice sliding pickup by Arnaez for out number two. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch fouled back up and out of play. 0-1 to start off DeLeo. Now the righty kicks, fires the 0-1, cut and a miss. 0-2, the Hammerheads are down to their final strike. No balls, two strikes, two down, the base is empty for DeLeo. Molaris kicks, deals, check swing, did he go around? He didn't, says Chad Lagana down the line. I don't know about that one, but 1-2, we'll try it again. Before we go, still a 7-0 game for Fort Myers, and it was a 2-1 Tampa win, and that one's in there, called strike three, asking for your challenges to Leo, and it's strike three. Two Ks in the final inning, four on the night for Molaris. The Blue Jays put a bow on a 7-3 win here on Fan Appreciation Night. First win of the series for Dunedin, now a 3-1 Jupiter advantage. We'll go again two more times here at TD Ballpark. Final lines are as follows. The Hammerheads scored three runs on six hits. They committed one error. And your Blue Jays scored seven runs on 12 hits. They committed zero errors. The win, his first as a starter, goes to Lazaro Estrada. The loss will go to Julio Mendez, and there is no save. Again, we are back two more times this year. Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. First pitch for tomorrow's Game 5 is scheduled for 6:30 p.m., and coverage will begin right here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network at about 6:15. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, this series, all season long. Can't wait to have you back two more times this year. We are back tomorrow. for the second to last game, the penultimate game here in 2023, and we really hope you tune in. Blue Jays win game four of this series on Fan Appreciation Night, 7-3, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some friends.